Hey there. Surprise. Yeah, it's me. I'm back home for a bit. Spring break. Anyway, I wanted to return this book you loaned me. I was sorting through my junk yesterday, and there it was. Sorry, I forgot I'd had it. I think you gave it to me when I was still in high school, so it's been lying there for many years. And actually, I don't need any books anymore because I graduated from college a couple of summers ago. Yep, it's been that long already. But, and this is the weird thing. Once I graduated, I discovered that I don't really want to be an academic after all. I thought I'd go on to grad school and get more degrees and end up being a professor, but things took a different turn. I mean, I got so sick of living in my head. Everything was logic, reason, cognition, and at times it felt like all the emphasis on thinking. Well, it kind of disconnected me from my body. I got to a point where whenever I got emotional about something, I'd feel like I failed. Like I should be able to rise above my feelings. So I'm sort of taking a break from thinking all the time and doing something that connects me to my feelings, my emotions, my body. I've become a fully certified therapist. No, not a psychological counselor. I don't talk to people about their problems all day. I'm a different kind of therapist. A massage therapist. Yeah, not what you expected, right? But I love it. People come to me stressed, tight, wound up, and I do my best to relax them, to ease their tension. It's so satisfying to use my hands that way, to know what pressure points to work on, to knead muscles that are strained and knotted. And after an appointment with me, it's so wonderful to see people leave, telling me how great they feel, how loose and relaxed they are. Well, it's so much more gratifying than getting a comment on a paper like, well argued, or shows a good understanding of theory. But enough of me. How are you doing? I heard about your divorce. I'm so sorry. The two of you seemed perfect together. And the kids, are they with you or your ex? You split custody. Well, I'm glad about that. Are they with her right now? They are? How does that make you feel? Lonely, of course. Well, can I come in? Can I keep you company for a bit? Actually, I have my massage table with me, just in case you might want a quick session. Most people are so disconnected from their bodies, guys especially. A quickie can have real benefits for a man. Oops. That sort of came out the wrong way. Sorry. So, shall I bring it in? Yeah? Great. Okay, if I set up in here, in the front room? All right, let's just get it firmly in place. There. Easy, right? What's that hole in the table? Oh, that's just a manufacturer's defect. It meant, well, it meant I could buy a top of the line table at a really good price. Okay. Let's get started. So, when I give a massage, I usually ask my clients to undress apart from their undershorts, of course. Are you all right with that? After all, if I can actually see your body, it's easier to detect which muscles are tight or knotted. So go on, take your t-shirt off and jeans, and I'll look away. All done? Ready? Fantastic. So why don't you lie on your stomach, get nice and comfortable, just like you're taking a nap? Let's start with your shoulders. You really are tight here. I think you're under a lot more stress than you realize. How's the pressure? Do my hands feel okay? Let me know if I'm pressing too hard. Now let's try your legs. I'm going to start by working from your feet and then up to your calves and then thighs. Is that okay? That feels good, doesn't it? What's that? You find the hole in the table a bit irritating? I'm sorry. Why is that? You're embarrassed to say? Don't be. This happens a lot with male clients. I think I can guess what's happening. You've got an erection, right? Believe me, that is so normal. And actually, I told a little white lie to you earlier about the hole in the table. I'm sorry about that. That hole in the table is there for a specific purpose. It's designed for my male clients. Yeah, it means that if their erect penis is getting uncomfortable, they can slip it right through. So it can just hang there, dangling, instead of being jammed and compressed, stuck uncomfortably under your body. It makes the whole massage experience much more comfortable. So, would it be easier if your penis was a bit freer? Yes, it would. Okay, why don't you slip off your briefs? You can cover yourself with this towel. Don't worry, I'll look away, and please don't be embarrassed. This really is very common. Now, if you get hard, it'll be hanging underneath the table, nice and free. So, I brought some massage oil with me, just in case you needed some deep tissue work done. When I use oil, it makes it easier for me to dig deeper into your muscles. Okay, so let's put some on the back of your thighs. Do you like it when I rub it in like this? That feels good, doesn't it? How would it feel if I rub some oil into your glutes? We'll keep the towel stretched across you so I won't see anything. But many men find it especially relaxing. Pleasurable, even. You have nice buns, you know. Firm. Well-shaped. Let me just knead them. This will mean I'll have to pull them apart. Is that okay with you? Your voice sounds strange. It's like you're gasping or croaking. Can you talk okay? Is there a problem? Or are you getting aroused? I really don't mind if you are. I mean, my job is to make my clients feel good in whatever way works best for them. Your moans sound as if you're enjoying this. I don't usually request this of clients, but after all, We've known each other a long time. Would you mind if I slip your towel off your butt? Yeah, it would mean I could really need your cheeks. Give them a good stretch. Yeah, you'd like that? I would too. So let's pull your cheeks open. Does that feel good? I can tell by your moans you're enjoying it. You know, I have to say, your anus is very appealing. Very puckered. I have an idea. I'm going to take my t-shirt off. It's warm in here, but I'm not wearing a bra. Is that all right with you? And would you mind if I let my breasts stroke over your ass? It's a little game I play with my boyfriend. I drag my breasts up and down his cheeks and then move them from side to side across his ass until one of my nipples gets caught in his ass crack, right over his taint. And then I tease his anus with that erect nipple. Would you like me to do that? No need to thank me. I really want to do this. Fuck. Oh, my tits feel so soft gliding over your ass. Does that feel good, babe? Oh, my nipple is so sensitive. Oops. It seems I've dropped the massage oil. But I can see it under the table. Let me just crawl under there and get it. Well, what do we have here? My, oh my. This is quite impressive. There's definitely something lurking under here. Wow. That's a nice... You have a very pretty cock. Not enormous, but certainly a size that could bring a girl some pleasure. And you seem very hard today. Am I right in thinking you haven't been with a woman for quite a while? Oh, you must be very full. Can you adjust your body a bit? I made the hole big enough for your balls to fit through. There, that's it. Look, your balls and penis fit perfectly. Just dangling down from the table. You know, they're right in front of my face. Can you feel my breath? Here, let me get closer. How does that feel? Good? Can I touch it? From your moan, I'll take that as a yes. Ooh, you're twitching. Look at those veins. They're popping out of you. Oh, you poor thing. All the blood in your body has flowed to your dick. And your poor balls, they're enormous. So purple, so swollen. You poor man. You must be in such pain. Can I kiss your balls better? Maybe ease the stress? Let me lick them. It'll be easier to massage them if they're nice and wet. I think I want to cover them with my saliva. Make them lovely and slippery. There, that's much better. Can I suck them? I really, really want to. Maybe if I let my tongue run over them, you'll feel a little better. Here. They're so full of your seed. How will we get it out of them? How can I get your sticky cream to force itself up your shaft and spill out so beautifully? How can we make that warm cum just erupt from you? Poor boy, you really need to come, don't you? Well, I think I can help with that. I'm going to dribble my massage oil all along your shaft. Feels good, right? Oh, I've got drops of it running down my tits. It feels lovely. Oil running off your cock and onto my nipples. You know, I think some of that would feel good on my pussy. Let me just slip these shorts off. Much better. I wish you could see me under here, completely naked, licking and caressing you. Lube dripping off of you, and me catching it on my fingers, ready to touch myself. Fuck, I feel wet already. Let me run my fingers down my slits. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so fucking good. I feel like I'm really ready. Pink, soft, warm, wet. I would love to have your fat, full cock in me right now. I wonder if I can make that happen. Here, let me just kneel down, my face on the floor. If I ease my butt back like this, maybe I can fuck you backwards. You know, like doggy style, but with me pushing my ass back so it slides right onto your cock. Let me guide you to my entrance. Fuck. Oh, you rock hard. Oh, you're gonna make a big mess on me, aren't you, baby? Oh, your cock head is right against my cut lips. Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, I'm so fucking wet. My pussy is swimming. Alright, I'll get ready. I'm gonna ease some soft, wet, juicy pussy lips over your head. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel looking amazing. Shit, I'm so turned on. I wanted to fuck you for so long. I wondered so many times how it would feel to have you in me. Oh, God. Okay. I need to thrust my ass back on you. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, I love it when I'm doing the work. Are you close, babe? You ready to spill all your seed in me? Because I'm ready. I just want you to feel me. Oh, I want that creamy stickiness to flood my insides. Oh, fuck. Oh, come on. Empty those fucking balls in me, please, Daddy. God, I'm gonna come. You feel so fucking good. Oh, just sliding in and out of me. Fuck. Oh, God. I wanna go. I'm gonna come. Empty, fuck, fuck. Empty balls. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. I'm gonna. Fuck. Tried to bring off a client by fucking him doggy style while I'm under the table. I always say no to requests for happy endings. But today, well, I couldn't help it. I mean, I've thought about you a lot over the years, but while you were married, I could never act on my desires. Fuck, oh, that was delicious. Shall we book a follow-up appointment? How about tomorrow? Same time? Oh, I can't wait.